Tal, tal, tal tein, lir zot arzach, shit ein uveracha, beracha betitzach.
Shalom. This is Chazan Alberto Mizrahi of the Anshe Emet Synagogue, Chicago. I want to welcome you to the series of 8 programs entitled The Art of the Cantor. Cantor, Chazan in Hebrew, that's me, the one that chants liturgy for the Jewish faith. We focus on the myriad styles and personalities as well as the origins of this sacred art. Today's program is entitled Cantors in Concert. Cantors in Concert is a relatively new phenomenon, just the last 100 years or so. That is recent, by the way, for a profession that dates itself back more than 1,000 years. For today's program, I've compiled a group of singers that I was either privileged to hear live or some that I would have loved to have heard in person. The first is Moshe Oysher. My fascination with Moshe Oysher is based on the electricity that he brings to the stage, a lyric baritone that's oft-likened to a tenor. Of course, that's similar to people calling the famous baritone Leonard Warren a tenor. He wasn't. They were both blessed with rich, dark voices that could soar to the stratosphere. Oysher came to the United States when he was 13 years old, around 1920. His Bessarabian roots, though, are never far from his vocal stylism. Here is a perfect example of that. Kilo Noe, a tune from the end of the Passover Seder. The Seder is the gala family dinner accompanied by the retelling of the Exodus from Egypt. Kilo Noe has always been sung as a folk tune. This rendition takes it to another level. I don't know, was that a little over the top? I loved it. That was Moshe Oysher in Kilo Noe from the Passover Seder. Nevertheless, I wouldn't mind hearing either that tune, the Kilo Noe, or this one that you're about to hear as opening numbers to a Jewish music concert. I think the crowd would be jumping. Of course, the question is, how would somebody follow that? This is a song in Yiddish and English that defies description. Halavai means I wish, I hope, I pray, and I give all my love to you. This is from a 1953 RCA recording. Oysher is accompanied by the storied Berry Sisters. The music is arranged and conducted by Abraham Elstein. Halavai, sung by cantor Moshe Oysher. Wow, that's one of my favorites. That was the phenomenal Moishe Oisher in Halavai. We started our concert with a bang, but now we're going to go from the Yiddish theater stage to a different type of stage. A concert certainly would not be complete without an aria or two, and I don't know anyone better to begin our concert of operatic arias than Josef Schmidt. Born near Chernovitz, Romania in 1904, Schmidt sang in synagogue choirs as a young boy and then moved to Berlin to advance his musical career. There is no doubt the first time his radio broadcasts were heard, he became a superstar, and in fact stayed at the top of the musical world of Germany for 10 years. That is, until his untimely death in 1941 at the age of 36. A short career, but a very bright one. We are about to hear a rarity, the aria from Le Postillon de Longjumeau by Adam. Not many tenors brave the perils of Le Postillon de Longjumeau. Well, here's someone who can just walk through it. Josef Schmidt.
Freunde, vernehmet die Geschichte von einem jungen Postillon. Glaubt mir, dass ich hier nichts erdichte. Jeder Mann hier weiß ja davon. Hört man nur sein Horn ertönen, freut er sich jede Dirn im Ohr. Selbst auf das Herz der sprötzten Schönen stürmt im Galoppe mit ihm fort. Oh, oh, Postillon von Longjumeau,
fällen plötzlich ein. Reisen zu tun in ferne Lande, nur von ihm geführt zu sein. Treu hat sein Geschäft versehen, Vorwurf traf den Geschickten nicht. Und sollte ein Unglück je geschehen, warf stets auf den Rasen
That was Postillon de Longjumeau, sung by the fabulous Joseph Schmidt. Wasn't that a brilliant performance? Schmidt had a light tenor voice with a burnished sound that made it very appealing. We will now hear that chestnut of the concert stage, Dein ist mein ganzes Herz, from the film Das Land des Lächens, The Land of Smiles. The song was written by the king of the operetta, Franz Lehár, sung by Joseph Schmidt. That song always brings memories. That was Josef Schmidt in the famous Das ist mein ganzes Herz. My first voice teacher when I began cantorial school was cantor William Rubin of Temple Israel White Plains, a congregation I was later to serve. He was a precursor of Josef Schmidt in both vocal style and repertoire. Cantor Rubin, a diminutive man in his 70s at the time, still had a clear and beautifully sweet voice, Irish tenor-like. He always demanded that I not push. I'm not sure he was totally successful. In any case, it was shortly thereafter that I learned of his early years and the fact that he was one of the most recorded artists in the acoustical era. His stage name was Wee Willie Robine, and he was a star of the Roxy, the Capitol, and other major theaters in New York while giving hundreds of concerts around the country. Born around 1898, Willie emigrated to the United States from Riga, Latvia, penniless and alone. He rose to great heights in the musical world of New York, and one of his biggest fans at the time was a young man in knickers, Jan Pierce. We hear Wee Willie Robine sing a beautiful Yiddish song, Liebes Schmerzen.
Das Leben geht ganz schnell weg, alles, jo, alles, dieser so ledig, nur die Liebe, sie hat nicht kein Dreck. Die Liebe bleibt, sie bleibt auf ewig, einig in Bethler, alles, was lebt.
That was my revered teacher, cantor William Robine, singing in Yiddish, Liebes Schmerzen. William Robine lived to the ripe age of 103. A slightly older and even more famous contemporary of cantor Robine was the very famous Yosel Rosenblatt. Rosenblatt was the Elvis Presley of the cantorate. His career blossomed when he accepted a position as cantor in Hamburg, Germany. He then emigrated to the United States in 1912. Here he sings a beautiful song of longing to live in the land of Israel. In Yiddish, the song is called Aheim. Yiddish, of course, is the vernacular language of the Eastern and Central European Jewish communities. It's still in widespread use today, lovingly referred to as Mamaloshen, or the mother tongue. Let's hear now Yosele Rosenblatt in Aheim.
Schweren, ihr muss mir nur so sehen, weil euer Teufel liegt doch nur darin. Ich weiß, ihr seid so mächtig, in Hilfe ihr euch mächtig, will ich verschreiben nach der Medizin. Es ist ein sicherer Weg in der Heilige Jesuit, nehmt uns ein jetzt, weil jetzt ist die Zeit. Euch alle helfen mit es, ihr lebt immer bald in Krisis, von Leid und Schmerzen werdet ihr bald befreit. Glaubt mir, was ich weiß. Folgt mir, wo sich heim. Aheim, oi, aheim, friederlich aheim, kima 2000 Jür, beißt die sich auf dein. Jetzt gibt mir die Ratische Gleiten, wo ich wieder los der Beit. Aheim, oi, friederlich aheim. Aheim, oi, aheim, friederlich aheim, an eigene Meluch ist angenehm, liegt in dem. Versetzt sogar dein letztes Hemd, da bin ich mehr sein in der Fremd. Ahei, moi, bitte lech, an eigenem Loch ist angenehm, liegt in dem. Versetzt sogar dein letztes Hemd, da bin ich mehr sein in der Fremd. Hey, moi, Friedelach, ahem. Dein Mokim, dein Menuchet, in dein eigenem Lochet, gedenk, Israelech, Friedel, gedenk. Luft die Erde fettet, wird euch machen weit Bronetten, ein Karmelwein wird sein auf tischem Weg. Dem der Cheritz in dem Kumit, verdein von den Munden du mit, mir wird nicht so gehen, bis da Jidge weitergeht. In der Jid wird wieder handeln, mit Rosenkiss im Mandeln, mit Peires in mit zum Malerlein. Was ihr darf tun ist so, helft nur mit euer Zuss. Aheim, oi, aheim, Friedelach, aheim, kima 2000 Jür, jetzt gibt mir die Ratische Gräten, wo ich wieder los zum Bett. Aheim, oi, Bridelach, aheim. Aheim, oi, aheim, Bridelach, aheim. An eigenem Loch ist angenehm, liegt in dein. Versetzt sogar dein letztes Hemd, da bin ich mehr dann in der Fremd. Aheim, oi, Bridelach, aheim.
That was the legendary cantor Yosele Rosenblatt singing Aheim. This is The Art of the Cantor, and I am your host, Chazan Alberto Mizrahi. Your comments about this program are welcomed and appreciated. Please email them to cantor@wfmt.com. Welcome back. This is your host, Chazan Alberto Mizrahi, and you are listening to Cantors in Concert. Although we've concentrated on Eastern and Western Europe for the music of this series, it's important to remember that the Jews of the Iberian Peninsula, until their expulsion in 1492, and those of the Levantine, the Turkish, and the Middle East, have their own musical traditions. I was born in Greece. My grandparents are from Turkey. So I thought it would be lovely to include at least one such piece. We hear the wonderful voice of Joe Amar, who was born in Morocco in the 1930s. He emigrated to Israel in 1956 and later to the United States. He lives now in Los Angeles and still performs regularly. Amar became quite famous, and in fact I remember a recital of his in Carnegie Hall. This is his often imitated tune based on a Sabbath morning prayer text, Yismach Moshe. Let's hear Joe Amar. Now remember, this is not the type of cantorial music you've been hearing. Was Yismach Moshe, sung by cantor Joe Amar. We began with some upbeat Bessarabian Romanian style singing. We had some Yiddish songs. We've had arias sung. Now we'll hear the antithesis of Yismach Moshe. It's a Yiddish number, Eli, Eli. Oh my God, why have you abandoned me? Nothing wrong with this piece. It's magnificent. but it really does highlight the differences in culture. This is one of the most popular Yiddish melodies ever written, a text by Boris Tomaszewski, a very famous Yiddish theater actor and producer, and by the way, the grandfather of Michael Tilson Thomas. The music is by Jacob Sandler. Eili Eili has been recorded by everyone from Yossele Rosenblatt to Perry Como. Now let's listen to Eili Eili as sung in a 1956 live performance. This was at a tribute event for their father. Here are the Lind brothers.
Go.
was the Lynn brothers, Dale, Murray, and Phil, singing Ailey Ailey. For a period of 40 years, two master cantors and teachers of the art trained a generation of cantors in Chicago. For a short period, about 10 years, there was even a cantorial school in the city. The first of these cantors was Todros Greenberg, and a short while later, cantor Joshua Lind. Let's listen to cantor Dale Lind talk about his father and how he dealt with his sons going into show business.
Well, we worked at the Chicago Theater later on as a team. He came to bless us. When he got through, the tears are coming down. This is our father doing this in the theater, which a lot of people, especially cantors and rabbis, did not believe their children should be in show business. What, a bum? He was amazing that he was modern enough to realize that that wasn't the purpose. Our purpose in theater was to give of ourselves to the world.
Ailey Ailey tears at the heartstrings. I thought maybe we should continue with another song like it. And here's the song Glick, as sung by the famous operatic tenor Jan Pierce. Pierce was born in 1904 in New York City. He quickly rose to international fame as a leading tenor of the Metropolitan Opera and died after a long career in 1984. Here's Jan Pierce with Glick.
Glick, du bist gekommen zu mir, Robert, aber zu spät. Glick, die hast genommen und verschafft mein Herz so viel Freude. Will jetzt gar nicht klären, was der Morgen wird bringen für mir. Also lang ich hab kein Moment, das Glück jetzt in meine Hand, und ich tanz dem letzten Tanz mit dir. Ich steh jetzt in Tracht, was für eine starke Macht der Schicksal hat auf jeden Menschen. Ott macht sicher Spaß, ott wird bald in Kass, erkennt die Strophen in euch Menschen. Wenn sie sind mir gewähnt, wenn ich wollt nur gekämmt, dein modernem Schicksal du vertreten. Wollt ich dir jetzt befreit, dein Leben euch beneid, ihr fahr dein Glück wollt ich gebeten. Glück, die bist gekommen, zu mir aber ein bisschen zu spät. Glück, die hast genommen, in verschafft mein Herz so viel Freude. Will jetzt gar nicht klären, was der Morgen wird bringen für mir. Also lang ich hab kein Moment, das Glück jetzt in meine Hand, und ich tanz dem letzten Tanz mit dir. Will jetzt gar nicht klären, was der Morgen wird bringen vor mir. Also lang ich hab kein Moment, das Glück jetzt in meine Hand, und ich tanz dem letzten Tanz mit dir.
We just heard an RCA Victor recording of the beautiful song Glick from the operetta Die letzte Tanz, The Last Dance by Alexander Olshanetsky. It was sung by Jan Pierce with orchestra arranged and conducted by Warner S. Bass. Our next number, Machtenberg's Shehecheyonu, is the blessing recited each time we reach a special occasion. Here it is sung by another one of my teachers, cantor David Kuzovitsky, who was born in 1911 in Smorgon, Lithuania, and died in New York in 1985. Koussevitzky was one of the true giants of the cantret. We hear him in a warhorse of the cantorial literature, Shehecheyonu, by Meyer Machtenberg. This is a blessing of thanks recited on all joyous occasions. Blessed are you, O Lord, ruler of the universe, who has sustained us and enabled us to reach this day. That was the magnificent voice of David Koussevitzky singing Shehecheyanu. David Koussevitzky was one of the famous four Koussevitzky brothers who all became internationally renowned cantors. Moshe Koussevitzky, undoubtedly the most famous, Jacob, who arranged most of their music, and Simcha, who spent the bulk of his career in Cape Town, South Africa. Now let's hear another phenomenal tenor voice, that of cantor Jacob Barkin. Cantor Jacob Barkin was born in Uman, Ukraine in 1914 and died in Florida in 1993. Having begun his vocal studies with his father, he went on to coach with famous conductors such as Fausta Kleva and served the historic Addis Israel congregation in Washington, D.C. and Shaare Tzedek of Southfield, Michigan, while continuing a busy concert career. The two numbers we're going to hear are taken from a live concert in the Addis Israel congregation of Washington, D.C., which he served as a cantor from 1945 till 1960. They're both arranged by Max Helfman. These songs are in an early Israeli style. Israeli style, in the first few decades of Israel's rebirth, was a combination of Russian folk songs brought over by the early settlers of the land and reworked in Hebrew with the addition of Middle Eastern inflection and flavor. This is a rather capsulized general definition, but accurate. They extol first the beauty of the Jezreel Valley in the north of Israel, and the second song asks, "When will the Messiah come?" We'll hear both these songs in succession, as would be sung and were sung in Barkin's live concert, Shir HaEmek and Matai Yavo.
Lord, jag fröset var dan då är tive och kesset all bäs och hon kom hem med kusiko att till på att mitt hasmek i matta bo jag fröset all livet to all gal hakeset i jag to
That was Jacob Barkin singing Shir HaEmek and Mata Yavo. I could listen to Jack Barkin sing forever. It's too bad that he's gone. Every concert has to have a closing number. Whom better to hear than the greatest American-born tenor of the 20th century, Richard Tucker. Born in Brooklyn in 1913, he died in 1975. Here is Tucker's tremendous rendition of the Victor Herbert classic, Thine Alone.
Oh,
That was the truly glorious voice of Richard Tucker in what must be the best recording of this beautiful song, Thine Alone, by Victor Herbert. If there is to be an encore after such astounding singing, then let it be the sweet lullaby, Roshenkes mit Mandeln, from the first Yiddish musical production, often called a Yiddish opera, Shulamis, by Abraham Goldfaden, as sung once more by Richard Tucker. Richard Tucker singing the famous lullaby Roshenkes mit Mandeln by Abraham Goldfaden. Please join us next time as we hear the classical and often magnificent stylings of the Western cantorial tradition. The Art of the Cantor was written and hosted by yours truly, Chazan Alberto Mizrahi, at the WFMT Radio Network Studios in Chicago. Our show was produced by Beth Schenker and edited and mixed by Beth Schenker and Allison Schein. Barry Sirota is our musical advisor, and Allison Schein, our series engineer.